The mail carrier making deliveries to a North Burlington neighborhood for the past decade is moving on to a new route tomorrow. As VPR's Matthew Smith reports, postal worker John Rovnak has also been chronicling his years on the job with frequent photos that he shares online.
John Rovnak delivers mail in Burlington's Old North End, and he's been doing it for a while.
Yeah, the intersection of Intermail and Archibald has been where I've spent, you know, every day for the last 9 years.
But now, he's on the last legs of that years-long route. We meet outside his tall white mail truck on a brisk October day as he loads his satchel full of letters, packages, and whatever else people in the neighborhood are getting in the mail that day.
We're going to start here, go up a ways to like that purple house, cross the street, come down, and then we'll go and deliver Crombie Street as well.
Rovnak says he didn't expect this route would become home for 9 years. It was the newbie route, he tells me, one most would jump off as quickly as possible, maybe last a year.
This used to be sort of one of the most undesirable routes in Burlington.
That was partly due to reputation.
You know, the Old North End used to have, or used to be, you know, quote unquote, the bad end of Burlington.
But also because, well, a lot of people in the neighborhood means carrying a lot of mail. But pretty quickly, he says, he fell in love.
It's a great neighborhood. I like the dense population. I like encountering, you know, a lot of people in a day. And it just, I stuck with it.
Over the years, he says he's learned the rhythms of the Old North End.
One step here, and then we're going to cross the street.
What dogs to look out for?
That's one of the friendly dogs of the neighborhood, luckily.
Births and deaths, graduations, weddings.
Hi, I can take that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And all the people he's gotten to know through the mail.
I've seen a household that I've known for years, and then I start seeing within the mail, you know, they're starting to get brochures from colleges. And you just, like, you can't help but think, like, oh, that's exciting. Like, you kind of share in the excitement with them of, like, wow, this is a big step. You know, you're obviously going from house to house. It's like each one has its own little story.
About 7 years ago, Rovnak started documenting his route with photos that he'd post online, the Instagram mailman. But the snapshots came on the clock, so he says he had to make taking pictures easy and fast.
So I set up these little rules in which I could follow, which would help it to just go quickly.
So, first rule.
I always told myself, you know, if I saw something that was worthy of me snapping a photo, I would only give myself one chance to snap it.
Next rule, just one shot to think of a name.
I've discovered whatever the first thing that comes to mind is usually the best idea.
And the third rule, only one quick pass in the editor.
You know, crop it, manipulate it, you know, play with the dark and light.
Over the years, he's seen a lot of couches, a menagerie of appliances escaping across lawns or down sidewalks, mattresses well beyond gently used. And the captions, he says, usually just make him laugh.
You know, when you sort of apply the name Free Couch to this bedbug-infested, you know, piece of furniture on the curb, it suddenly takes on a different life.
But he's also snapped sunsets, bone-white snowscapes, neighborhood cats, sculptures of cigarette butts, and just generally absurd moments of everyday life. All images that he likes because of the unspoken stories behind them.
For me, in Burlington, I'm seeing a whole different side of Burlington than most people get to see every day. You know, that couch has got a story to tell, or, you know, like, who knows what else, you know, is attached to that physical object, the people, the household. It's just one glimpse into, again, all the people that live out here. And in my experiences, they're all really great. I really enjoy the people.
Rovnak shares his photos and captions on his website and on Instagram. He's had them hang in coffee shops and restaurants along his route. He's even sold some prints. But he doesn't think of himself as a photographer, just someone documenting his day.
And, you know, some are really great, some are sad, some are tragic. But it's, I almost look at this job as like, it's like the greatest human drama unfolding.
But now, John Rovnak's route is coming to an end.
9 years is a long time to be doing the same thing every day. It might be due for a change.
The mail in his satchel has melted away, so it's back to the truck for more. He tells me he's not sure if he'll bring the snapshot habit to his new route in downtown Burlington. So he loads up for his next leg and maybe some final photos.
I'm now going to move on to Spring Street, but I'll be done in this neighborhood on the 6th and then off to the new route on Saturday the 7th.
For VPR News, I'm Matthew Smith.